San Agustín Church, Iguales de Izco Auditorium. Right in San Agustín Square and by the market, we find part of what used to be the Augustinian Church and Convent of San Telmo. Today, the church is closed for worship and set up as the Municipal Auditorium. Known as Wenceslao Iguales de Izco, the Chapel of Santa Victoria, with lateral access from Santa Rita Street, houses the Municipal Museum facilities. The Order of the Ermitaños Calzados, hermits wearing shoes, of San Agustín settled in the year 1594. The original convent was located in the marine quarters, outside the city walls. However, the continued attacks by Turkish and African pirates forced the clergymen to build a temple protected by the fortress. Thus, on November the 21st, 1749, the first stone was set to build the temple by the convent, which opened for worship on August the 25th, 1762. However, the disentailment carried out in Spain by Minister Méndez Ibal in the 19th century during the reign of Regent Maria Cristina Borbón forced the monks to abandon the convent. Finally, the city bought the lot where the church and the San Agustín convent stood from an individual in the year 1846. The convent was demolished at the beginning of the century and the municipal market was erected there. The church and the Santa Victoria Chapel still stand. The temple was opened for worship until after the Civil War, after which time it gradually died out. The church of the San Telmo ex-convent is a building made with masonry and angular stones that today holds exhibitions, concerts, and theatre plays. The auditorium is named after the Spanish editor from Vinaros, Wenceslao Iguales de Izco, who is considered one of the most prolific writers of societal topics of the 19th century. He served as the mayor of Vinaros and planned at that time the construction of the theatre, now gone, where he later served as director. He also financed his own publishing house in 1843, La Sociedad Literaria, which edited the Universal Novelist and Universal Library Collection at affordable prices so the less fortunate classes had access to the culture. Iguales de Izco wrote a series of novels in installments with a societal focus and strong anti-clerical views, which were translated into French, among other languages, by French writer Eugenio Suer himself, who was a friend of the author. From the outside of the facilities, we can see how the church's facade stands out due to its symmetric composition. The entrance is flanked by two bell towers, each with its own door, which frame the central canvas, crowned by a molded profile, and with a majestic lintelled access entrance. If we go back a few steps, we can see a tile roof from where a beautiful and vivid dome protrudes, made of blue and white coloured tiles. Once inside, we notice that the building's floor is rectangular and shaped in the form of a Christian cross and has only one nave divided in four legs, with interconnected side chapels located between abutments. If we stop for a moment to look at the ceiling, we can see the dome's cross vault atop drums and pendentives and the presbytery, which has an edged vault, in the same way as the side chapels of the nave. There is a high choir at the base of the temple. After visiting the auditorium and Church of San Agustín, we suggest a visit to the Santa Vittoria Chapel, attached to the temple. We take Santo Tomás Street and cross the entry of the former medieval village of Santa Rita Street, where we find the chapel built to house the chaste body of Saint Victoria, Virgin and Martyr. The body of the saint has been in Vinaros since 1785, from the Roman cemetery of Lucina, and given by the Bishop of Solsona on August the 21st, 1788. Upon the chapel's completion, the saint's body is laid to rest, along with the adored images of the Holy Christ of the Hospital and the Nazarene.